Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous, the most incredible Miss Elizabeth Bachman. Elizabeth, take it from here.
Oh, thank you so much, Tonya. I'm just delighted to be on this summit, and thank you so much. And for those of you who are listening, whether you're listening live or to the recording, I really acknowledge you for taking the time to further your education. And what I'm going to be talking about today is how to do fabulous presentations. I'm Elizabeth Bachman, as you heard. I'm an international opera director, and I'm a presentation skills trainer. And for the purposes of this call, you should also know I'm the creator of the program Mastering a Signature Speech That Sells. And I'd like to tell you about this guy. He had a big presentation coming up, and he was really nervous about it. He didn't know if he could pull it off. He was worried about what people would say, but he really resisted getting help. He kept telling himself, oh, I'm smart. I can fake my way through. But he worried, and he waited, and he waited, and he worried. And finally, the night before the presentation, he called me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Thank you very much, because, he couldn't sleep, so why should I, right? Anyway, he called me up and he said, I need to book a session with you. I can't do this alone. I need your help. And we had a session the next day. And since time was so short, I kept it very simple. But we went over his concerns and I gave him three specific things to do. Two of them had to do with his delivery, and the third was about a gesture he didn't realize he was doing that was sabotaging him. It was about his body language. And that night, he went out and he nailed it. It was great. And the look on his face when the audience gave him a standing ovation made me smile so hard my cheeks hurt. This is why I do what I do. That guy was Luciano Pavarotti, singing the role of Radames in Aida at the Metropolitan Opera. And the thing is that he's a presenter. And this is important for speakers, because your job as a presenter, whether you're doing it on stage at the Metropolitan Opera, whether you're doing it in front of a group, whether you're doing it in front of your team, or even one-on-one, what you need to do every time is to move a room to take action. Move your listeners to take action. And this is what I'm all about. My passion is working with presenters and thought leaders who aren't getting the action and reaction they want from their listeners. Often that translates into not making sales. So what I help them do is get results, to move a room to take action, the way I did with Luciano Pavarotti, the way I've done with Placido Domingo and hundreds of other presenters. No matter who I work with, what I'm really passionate about is helping people shine on stage. And I'm only here because I've made so many mistakes. So a big part of my reason for being here is to help you not make some of the same mistakes I've made. I've had great speeches, and I've also had some not-so-great speeches. The problem was, in the old days, I didn't know why. And it wasn't until I hired a mentor and learned the techniques that I'll be talking about today that I could really master a signature speech that sells and get the results I want. So would you like to get the results that you want? This is what we're all about. I invite you to take notes, because I'm going to be packing as much as I can in the time that we have, and I'll do my best to give you everything I can, and before we're done, I promise I'll let you know how to get more if you're interested, if you're a presenter. I'd like to tell you a little bit about why this matters to me so much. I've spent my life learning the art of great communication, first as an actor, then teaching it to others as a director, and now as a speaker trainer as well. And I have a really fabulous life right now. My career takes me around the world. I've spent 24 years with the love of my life. I divide my time between San Francisco and the Austrian Alps. And best of all, I get paid to impact the world, to help people step into their power, and have lots of fun while doing it. Would you like it paid to have fun? It's the best. However, there was a key moment where I thought I might never realize my dreams. And I'd like to share with you about that moment, because that's the moment that made me who I am today. And it's why I'm so passionate about helping others seize their key moments and achieve their dreams. You see, these moments come along, and these are shots you get to take or chances you can grab, and they don't happen all that often. I like to call these the key acceleration moments. And if they pass you by, you have to rebuild all the momentum leading up to those opportunities. It's why so many people are working so hard for so little, because they're missing those moments. And, you know, it's not quite true that they don't come along often. They actually happen a lot. The trick is people don't notice it. So write this down. Key moments are common. Noticing them is rare. I'll say that again. Key moments are common. Noticing them is rare. And in business and in life, you have these key moments. The problem is that they often go unnoticed, or they're poorly executed. It could be a presentation, a sales meeting, a chance encounter with someone influential, a planned encounter with someone influential. These key moments could be all the opportunities that you're not getting because people don't see you as influential and powerful. Have you ever screwed up or underperformed an important key moment before? And think for a minute. Have you ever missed an opportunity because it was never given to you? It was given to someone else who was perceived as more important and influential? Now, some of those listening, you may know that you've missed the opportunities. And unfortunately, some of you don't even realize it. And this is really serious. And that's where I was. When you miss opportunities or underperform or simply fall apart, the future you could have had disappears. And your destiny passes you by and goes to hang out with someone else. I learned this the hard way. I had such a moment, and I knew it would be critical. Actually, as it wasn't just a moment, it's as so often happens, it was actually a phase of my life. About 12 years ago, I was invited to create the Tyrolean Opera Program, also known as Top Opera, the summer opera training program in the Austrian Alps. And you may ask why creating an opera company relates to speaking. Well, I could go talk about music in the Alps all day long. I had this teeny weeny little problem, though, which was I had to raise $100,000 to produce the program. And to do that, I had to give speeches. For the first time in my life, I had to master a signature speech that sells. And on my own behalf, I've been speaking for years as an employee, but when it came to asking for money for my dream, it was a whole new ballgame. Has this ever happened to you? Can you relate? I was terrified. And the first few speeches I gave, I was pretty terrible. Have you ever been there where you give a speech and when you make your offer, nobody moves to buy? Or when the audience has been listening and laughing along with you, sits back and turns polite? Well, have you ever given a presentation and seen that you're losing them and it flusters you even further? And then you forget your lines, or you start repeating yourself, or you push ahead, and the more you push, the worse it gets. Oh, I'll tell you, I was desperate. I didn't know what to do. I had young people who were counting on me to help them realize their dreams. I had contracts with staff who were expecting to get paid. And worst of all, I told the world I was going to do this business. My reputation was on the line. Can you relate? If you don't make the sale, you'll lose not only your business, but your reputation and your self-esteem. Have you ever been there when this presentation is the difference between massive success and massive failure? Well, I needed help. And for all the years that I've been teaching presentation, I couldn't fix my signature speech myself. So I hired a mentor. And that was the key moment for me. Everything changed. Hiring a mentor made all the difference. Even though I didn't really have the money to hire somebody, I realized that my commitment to the transformation my clients would get had to be greater than the fear. My mentor taught me that the techniques I'd been teaching and using for years to help people sell a song could also be used to sell an idea. And she showed me where my speech was good and where I needed to tweak it to really get the results. I did exactly what she told me. I used her techniques, and the money started rolling in. I raised that $100,000. And with all those speeches and that $100,000, Top Opera became a reality. And that's when I got the real payoff. At the end of the first season, a young lady came up and threw her arms around me and said, "Thank you. You believed in me when I wasn't ready to believe in myself. And now I do. I know I can do this. You have changed my life. This is what I'm really about." So today, I'd like to talk to you about the three reasons, the three mistakes that even smart and savvy presenters make which is why they don't get the results, and the system on how to fix it, how to change it, and how to get results when you present. And here's where I'm going to be sharing things that cost me thousands of dollars until I learn the techniques I've used today. So the first big mistake that even smart and savvy speakers make is they're not relevant enough. So write this down. Match your message to the room. You've got to retune your message to who is in the room, whether it's electronic, such as the summit we're on today, or physically. And you've got to reach people where to give them what they want, what they think they want, and then once you've got them, you give them what they need. Now, I know what you're thinking. I hear speakers all the time saying, "Yes, but everybody needs what I teach." The problem is, if they don't know that's what they need, they're not going to buy. They're not going to work with you. The key is give them what they think they want, and then once you've got them working with you, then you give them what they actually need. The second mistake is they're too focused on the how and not the why. And we all do this. My trainers are on my case all the time. "That's too much teaching, Elizabeth." You know, I've been being paid to be a teacher and a trainer for over 30 years, so it's really easy to fall into the teaching part. But what you're really, just the thing is that speakers believe that content will make a difference. But what you're really selling is hope. You're talking about, your job is to deliver the hope that they can solve their problem by investing in themselves through you. Yes, they invest to work with you, but they're truly investing in themselves. And this is why the big guys, the Tony Robbinses and the Robert Kiyosakis and the people who speak to hundreds and hundreds of people at a time, they actually spend more time focusing on performance than they do on content, because performance will make more of a difference than content will. Which leads me to the most important mistake, the biggest mistake that I see all the time. And that is the presenter is either not interesting or compelling enough, or they're pushy and salesy. I mean, have you ever seen a bland speaker? Think about that for a minute. Have you ever seen a pushy speaker? And then think for a moment. Have you ever been that speaker, either one? I imagine we all have. I have a wonderful client named Mary who had great information, but she kept sabotaging herself because when she gets nervous, she gets softer and quieter and her face freezes. Her words are great, but she's bland on stage. So Mary came to me for help. And after she did exactly what I told her, she's more grounded and confident. And when she speaks, she's able to stay focused on her potential clients and how much success they get when they work with her. And when she does that, she's very compelling on stage and people flock to her. She sent me an email the other day where she said, "Oh my God, I'm so excited about yesterday's workshop. I was nervous because I only had 3 minutes on stage, but I did what you told me, and people said they'd never seen me so grounded and compelling. And best of all, even though I wasn't allowed to make an offer, 8 new people came to me afterwards and signed up for my entry-level course. I made $8,000 in 3 minutes. Thank you, thank you, thank you." I'm so proud of Mary. I'm so proud of watching the huge difference that great presentation is making to her business. The key to this and the lesson from this is that even if you're experienced, you can't see yourself. Wouldn't you like to have someone who could watch and give you informed feedback and suggest the subtle tweaks that will make the difference? Now, this is what I do with my clients. This is what I do in Mastering a Signature Speech That Sells in that program. And that is the crucial thing. It breaks my heart to see so many speakers who have important messages and who aren't getting the sales they need and the reaction. So I promised you that I would tell you what to do about these mistakes. And this is why I developed my 5-step system for speakers. My clients call me the star maker for speakers because I've been a star maker for singers for over 30 years. And I've been doing this for singers for the last several years. So take your pen and paper. I'm going to write this down. Draw a star on your paper. And then put a P at each point of the stars. This is the 5 steps. I call it the 5 P's of fabulous presentation. And the first P, the first star, is preparation. And that's where we talk about matching your message to the room. Because have you ever been at a speaking engagement that was a waste of time? You've heard, don't you agree that there are speaking engagements, some of them are hugely profitable and some of them are huge wastes of time? Usually it's because you're not matching your message to the room. So with preparation, we help you figure out who is your target market and what exactly, what they need. And this is also where we make sure that you are speaking in the right places. We find the right venue. The second P is called pre-frame. And by pre-frame, I mean you're going to write your script so that all stories lead to your offer. So basically your offer starts at the beginning, as soon as you start speaking. If you're doing this live, your offer starts the minute you walk into the room, actually. And pre-framing means to bring up objections and answer them before they come up and dissolve any concerns that your listeners may have before you get to your offer. And now here's a tip, actually. Write this down. Your personal story is part of the offer. That was something that took me a while to realize. I used to tell my personal story, and I talked about a moment that was very significant in my life. But it wasn't something that my listeners could relate to. So I've changed it. And now I tell a story, the story I told you earlier. It is a true story. It was a huge turning point in my life. And it has to do with speaking. So we are all in the sales business. If you're a presenter, you're selling a service or a product or the idea. Don't you agree? So if you're in the sales business, you want to make sure that you are making a congruent offer. And the personal story you choose to tell is part of that. If you don't have a script yet, pre-framing is where we'll write it. And if you already have a presentation you've been giving but that isn't getting you results, this is where we tweak it so that by the time you get to the end, your audience has taken on your message for themselves and they've talked themselves into working with you. The third P is perception. Now, write this down. You've got 7% are words, 93% is delivery. What I mean by that is only 7% of what people perceive about you comes from your words, and the other 93% comes from how you deliver them. My client Mary had great words, but it wasn't until she jazzed up her delivery that the clients came running in. The fourth P is actually a double one. It's presence and projection. This is where we work on your delivery. And this is where, again, this is the part that's really fun for me because it's what I've spent my life doing, helping people be amazing presenters. And this is where we work on how to be compelling on stage, how to resolve nerves or stage fright, and how to project yourself into the shoes of the audience. So you're giving them what they want. And people say to me all the time, oh, well, I'm pretty comfortable on stage, so I don't need anybody. But there's so many things beyond stage fright that make for a brilliant presentation. And this is why the Steve Jobs's, may he rest in peace, the Tony Robbins's, the Robert Kiyosaki's, they go to their presentation skills coaches all the time to make sure that their presentations are great. And the fifth P is practice. Because nobody plays Hamlet the first time they pick up the script. You need to practice. And the most effective part of the training is when you get to try your presentation. Then you get feedback, tweak it, and do it again. A great speech is a work of art, and it is an art. Speaking to groups is one of the best ways to promote your business or your practice. And you don't have to be a great presenter. This is really only for those who are on a mission and want to reach people in the most qualified way. But if you're passionate about what you do, if you truly believe that your clients benefit from working with you, then communicating that passion live and in person will reach your ideal client on so many more levels than they'll get from a web page or a flyer. So remember, you can't see yourself when you're speaking, but whether it's me or someone else, find a trainer to work with. You are fabulous. And your people deserve all your fabulousness. I'd like to leave you with one thing. If I may paraphrase Mark Twain, the difference between an ordinary speaker and a fabulous one is like the difference between a lightning bug and the lightning. You are fabulous. Go out and be the lightning. So thank you so much for having been on this summit. And if you're interested in learning more, you can find me at www.elizabethbachman.com. That's E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H-B-A-C-H-M-A-N. www.thebetterself.com. And you'll see on my homepage, you've got a chance to sign up for a free gift. It's called the Star Maker Secrets for Speakers. This is a series of short, practical, useful emails that I've compiled from my 30-plus years of teaching presentations. It's my gift to my fellow presenters. So remember, you're fabulous. Go out and be the lightning. Thank you so much.